Great season, playoff runs. You had a good idea coming into the season. This is going to be a pretty special group of kids, and boy, it has been so far, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, they're a great bunch of kids. They're a pleasure to coach, and I'm glad we're doing what we're doing.
Going to have to get used to the elements a little bit, Coach. Boy, Mother Nature just won't make up her mind. We're hot, and we're cold, we're hot again, and now we're going to be kind of cold again on a Friday night.
Yeah, it should be a great night for football. Week 8, we played up in Spalding at Riverside, and it was colder and a little bit rainy. And I know that I'm not sure if the rains are going to come in, but we've at least had a game in it, and it's not going to affect these boys at all.
What a tradition. Boy, the Blue Jays got such a rich tradition of football at your school, don't you?
It has been. You know, we've had our ups and our downs, but these boys are definitely making it a memorable season.
Going into the playoffs, when it all was calculated, everything kind of figure out as far as points and everything on first round, and you kind of think that first round was going to be the team you thought was going to be.
We don't really look ahead. We're gonna you know, play whoever the state assigns us, and that's the way we're just gonna roll with it. That's our approach. Whoever they're gonna put ahead of us, we're going to come out and play as hard as we possibly can.
Coach, you've had a chance, obviously, to watch Arapahoe on some film with what Coach Kronhoffman does with his team. What do you like about this team? What's going to be done to win this game and move on?
Stopping Will Casey. You see, they put him at running back. They'll put him at receiver. He is definitely a dude, and we're definitely going to have to know where he is at all times.
I take it you've probably faced some good backs on this schedule already in the first round of the playoffs, too, haven't you?
We have had, you know, I mean, we've played some good running backs. He is definitely one of the top ones we've seen. He's got good speed. He can also, you know, run between the ends and do a great job at that. He's definitely a total package.
This Arapahoe team comparison, I'm sure, to the regular season schedule, they kind of, what they do, offense, defense, philosophy is a little similar to maybe what team this year?
You know what, watching them, they're a little similar to us. They like to run the football, and when they have the chance, they're going to throw it. They've got some athletes that can run to the football, and, you know, they got some decent size. They're a very well-rounded team, and Coach Kronhoffman has done a great job with them.
Great first-round win against Neely Oakdale, Coach, 56-26. Sounds like your offense really got things going. Your defense didn't give up any as much as well, did they?
No, it was a great team win for us. Both the offense and defense did a great job of, sticking with the game plan. Definitely a different offense than we've seen throughout the season, but the boys played hard and came away with the victory.
This defense has been pretty stout. I mean, throughout the season, gosh, you're giving up probably 15, 20 points a game, and I take it a lot of those games, you've piled up so many points. Some of these guys, sometimes during the season, didn't even play four quarters, did they?
No, and that's, one thing that we definitely work on in practice is making sure the boys are in shape so they can play a four-quarter game. They do a great job of playing with an edge and getting to the football, following the game plan, reading their keys. They're just a very disciplined group that, plays hard all the time.
And you've got some stars in this club too, Coach. I know your skilled guys, your line play. You've got some guys are going to deserve some All-State recognition that you're going to need to play big coming up here going forward, aren't you?
And it comes down to our senior group has been really special for us. They've really stepped up this year. Three dudes that we have to mention are Caden Larson, Chase Rigger, and Caden Broderson. There are three captains, and they do a great job of leading our team, both offensively and defensively. I'm just really proud of those three.
We know that Broderson name a lot here in the McCook area. That's for sure. Dad is kind of an honorary son of a gun, isn't he?
Rich is a great guy, and his son Caden is as well. It's been a pleasure to be able to be a part of their lives for these last couple of years, so it's pretty awesome.
I know the old man back in the day was really, really fast. Is Caden pretty quick, too?
I don't know if Caden has the exact quickness that Rich had, but Caden is a great athlete who gets things, and, man, does he play hard and have a switch when he gets on the field. He's that kid who is the kindest, nicest kid in the world, but you get him between those lines, and he has another gear, that's for sure.
Well, it's going to be a great atmosphere, I'm sure. Despite being on the road, Coach, you're going to bring a lot of people over to Arapahoe for this one, aren't you?
That's the goal.